That's all I'm saying. It's another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
And let us rejoice and be glad that we're part of his new day.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. No matter what's going on in your life, you can rejoice anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody sang the song, all I've been through, I still got joy.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right, Pastor.
And joy is going to help you keep on going on.
Yes.
For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Our strength. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So
praise God.
Don't let joy go out of your life.
Amen.
All right. But always give him blessing and honor and praise.
Amen.
Every day you wake up.
Yes. Thank you, God.
All through the day.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
See, just like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
All times.
Yes.
Praises shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Anybody got a praise for the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be glory.
Anything for you, please praise him.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He inhabits the praises of his saints.
Oh, my God, what a good God.
He wants you to praise him.
Yeah, to serve a God like me, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know there's nothing too hard for him.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about nothing. All you got to do is just praise him.
Amen.
Praise him. He can do anything. He can do everything that he wants to do.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible for our God.
Yes, right. That's right.
He is the maker and creator of everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give him a big hallelujah?
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise God.
Yeah, he's worthy
to be praised.
He is worthy.
Yes, he is. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
I gave Jesus all of my problems. And on him I cast my every care. He took away my problems. Right now I feel all right. I gave Jesus all of my sickness. And on him he cast my every care. He took away my sickness. Hallelujah. Right now I feel all right. All right, all right, all right.
All right.
Yes, I feel all right. I feel all right.
All
right. Right now, I feel all right. I gave Jesus all of my problems. And on him, I cast my every care. He took away my problems. Right now, I feel all right. All right. All right.
All right.
All right. Yes, I feel all right. Feel all right.
All
right. Right now, I feel all right. Oh, yes. Right now, I feel all right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's a good God. My Lord, my God. I love him. I love him. He never lost his case. He just keep on giving and giving. Lord, I thank you for everything. God, the big deliverer and everything else that he has given me. Because he's a good God.
Yes, he is.
He will not leave us standing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise God, praise God.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for this hour, this service we are in progress.
Yes.
Yes, God. Thou come in and move in our hearts and our minds.
Yes, God. Yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, have us yes. to will.
And my Lord. In
Jesus, we pray as we stand, sit in our homes and,
yes,
and look up to thee. We pray that thou will take charge of our lives.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit have his way in our house, yes, in our yes, hearts, and in our mind this day. Keep yes, us all. We yes, shall yes. be kept blessed, we shall be blessed. In yes. Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory be
to
God. Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord of peace, yes. I call him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord at all times.
This time we will get the affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture shall say. We believe, oh my God, can't even think of that sin.
We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ,
yes,
and
God.
The only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, yes, and the life.
Thank
he
you,
was
God.
Conceived by the Holy Ghost,
yes,
born
Lord.
Of the Virgin Mary, mm-hmm. suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead,
yes,
and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell.
Amen.
He has gone back to the Father. To
yes,
prepare
he
a place for us in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
He will come back as he promised
yes,
to
he
judge
did.
The world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We get our scripture and a prayer.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Praise the Lord. Our scripture is coming from St. Matthew, the first chapter. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob. You go on down here to six verse. Solomon, the father of Rehoboam. Wait a minute, I don't want to go there. St. Matthew, the third chapter. On those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent of the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who spoken of through this prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Pray, make way, make straight his pathway for him. John's clothes was made of camel hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out on him from Jerusalem and all Judea, and the whole region was at Jordan, confessing their sin. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. Amen. I read four verses of the chapter, St. Matthew.
Third chapter.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Thank you, God.
Father God, we just want to thank you on this morning. We tell you.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, God, thank you.
Yes,
for keeping
Lord.
Us, God, all week long. We
yes,
thank you, God, for bringing us this morning.
Being good to us, Lord.
To lift up your name and to give your name praise, God.
Yes,
Father God, worthy. We thank you for this service on today.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, we invite you now to
glory
come
be
in
God.
And take control.
Yes, have your way, Lord.
Do what you want to do, as
thank
long
you,
as
God.
You want to.
Mm-hmm.
Bless our pastor on today. Bless the word that God has given us for us. He
yes.
that has ear, let him hear what
yes.
the word of the Lord is saying to us
and
on today.
Church.
Father
yes.
God, we just thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Here, Lord, has had this problem or that problem, but Lord, you are the problem solver. And you are here together on this morning. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory be to you, honor. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God.
We have a spiritual selection when we will come to our word.
Amen. Since you mentioned joy already, we still have joy.
Amen.
Still have joy. Still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still
have joy.
I still have joy. After all the things
I've been through,
I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy.
Glory be to God. Thank
Lord
you, Lord.
Lord has kept me all through the night.
Yes, yes.
He blessed me, and I held on tight. He never let me.
No, no.
Never forsake me. Lord, I thank you
for
keeping me. Damn. Hallelujah, I still have joy.
After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, sir. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Still have joy.
God bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God. After all I've been through. I still have joy. Thank you, God. We still have joy. Amen.
That's true. No matter what glory situation, we still got joy.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The good God. I'm thanking about how good God is. Yes, my Lord, my God.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Still have joy, Pastor.
Hey,
yeah, we don't like it, but we still have joy.
Okay, everybody hear me now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, I gotta get my sister back online.
Progress.
Okay, you hear me now, Mary?
I'm on the laptop now.
You hear me now?
I hear you.
Okay.
But my speaker's on the computer. I guess they dead.
Okay.
We hear you, Sister Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the laptop.
Amen. Right.
They were trying to get me this morning, but he's
quiet. Yeah, that's all.
That's right. You already done bind him up in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name
of Jesus. God be the glory. Yes, sir.
Mm. Right. Praise God again for all that he is and all he continues to be in our life.
Yeah.
God, and on last Sunday we were preaching about what? Y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Last Sunday we cast it, drop it.
Hold it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mother Sarah. That was sitting there. I was thinking. I said, "Now I know."
Okay.
That's right.
That's exactly. But the Lord is not leading me nowhere else. So I need to go right back there again to this today, and we're in part two.
Okay. All right.
That's good. And this is it's very important.
Where's Peter?
That we remember to do these things because. If we don't do it a lot of time, the devil going to get you defeated instead of you defeating the devil.
That's right.
Amen.
And the devil has no business defeating any of God's people.
That's right.
True. Because we got more power than he has.
That's right.
The devil is subject to us, not us subject to him.
Amen.
We give the command, and he's supposed to obey. As long as we do it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will happen, just like when Paul did it with the demons that was in the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the man tried to buy it, but they couldn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got to be one of God's children, and God will do what God said he'll do.
Yes, he will.
Okay, from the book of Peter. Mm-hmm.
Peter.
First Peter. 5 and 6.
Chapter?
First Peter.
Chapter 5. And I said 5 and 6, and I meant 6 and 7.
Okay.
5 was the chapter. Verses 6 and 7.
Okay.
Are we there?
No.
Where's Peter? Go past Hebrews, keep them towards Revelation. Past James. Got him yet?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Humble yourselves before, therefore, or under the mighty hand of God. That he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Okay. I'm going to tell you to cast it. Pop it. Or hold it. Okay. How many had to cast anything through the week?
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
We cast something every day.
That's right.
Because when you think that thing's going all right, the devil's doing something.
Yes, he is.
He's plotting and he's trying to figure out a way to get you defeated. And then he'll show up to you as a surprise. Okay. So keep your mind on him. Right. Cast it, drop it, okay, or hold it. We told you last week you got to know what to hold.
Yeah.
And what to cast. And a lot of time with saints hold the wrong thing and cast away the good stuff.
Amen.
Okay, you were starting that out and you throw out the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out that you needed what you throwed away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of times we claim, I ain't got no patience.
Mm-hmm.
What we've done is throw patience away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But you're supposed to hold on to your patience.
Hold on, my Lord.
Okay, patience. You can't have faith without patience.
That's true.
Because faith calls for you to wait and know that God will do it somehow, some way.
That's right.
And sometime it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we do, no matter what we feel, it's going to happen.
Amen.
Whether I'm here to see it or not, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about Abraham.
Yes.
God made a promise to him
mm-hmm.
way back there in the Bible days, Old Testament mm-hmm. time. He made a promise to him that I'm going to make you father of many nations.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that promise is still being fulfilled?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got all kind of nations now worshiping God, and they've done so through the life of Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what this is why we can say Father Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
We are descendants of Abraham.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and so you got to know to hold on to your patience. Don't throw it away.
That's right.
Don't give up saying, I can't do it, wait no longer.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to do it today. No, you don't. If God said not, you don't have to do it now. God Amen. Is telling you to wait.
That's right.
And as you wait, you're going to build your strength.
Uh-huh.
Because to let you know that no matter how long it takes,
uh-huh.
God is true at his word.
Yes, he is.
He's going to bring it out and he's going to make it happen somehow. Okay, so hold to your patience.
Yes, yes.
Okay, don't get the attitude and start worrying.
Mm-hmm.
You need to cast worry in our way.
Mm-hmm.
Cast it out of your life.
Amen. Yeah.
The Bible tells you don't worry about nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Okay, don't worry about nothing and nothing at all.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how important it seemed to be to you, no matter how close it might come to your life,
mm-hmm.
don't worry about the outcome.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. So whatever happens,
uh-huh.
it's going to work out for my good.
Yes, right.
Okay? So cast away your doubt. Cast away your decision that you're saying that you don't have no faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you ain't got no patience, you say I ain't got no faith.
Mm-hmm.
And without faith, it is impossible.
Please God.
Amen.
Okay. So you got to have faith.
Amen.
Have patience in all to please God.
Amen.
We want to please God and not the world.
Yes.
We want to please God and not mankind.
Yes, yes.
You have to please God Almighty.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. He is, he shall be, mm-hmm. he will ever forever be.
Uh-huh. Okay?
Who he is God.
Amen.
Unchanging.
Mm.
He looks the same today
mm-hmm.
as he did 1,500 years ago.
Amen.
20,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. 100,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He looks just the same. Yeah. He doesn't age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He doesn't get weak. He doesn't sleep. And he doesn't slumber.
Amen.
His eyes are always on you.
Yes.
You
need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So hold to your faith. Hold on to your hope.
Yes.
Hold on to your victory. Hold on to your deliverance. Hold on to your praise. Don't forget to hold to your praise.
Amen.
And always make a joyful noise.
Unto
the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Don't forget to hold to your praise and cast everything that's doubtful.
Yes. Amen.
Everything that's not of God, cast it.
That's true.
Glory to God.
Okay, the devil feeds your mind. God speaks, feeds your heart.
Amen.
And Paul tells us in Hebrew that we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. How do you get renew your mind? Is to take the old one that you used to live by, that old man, and cast it. Okay. And now you got a new man. That you're supposed to be living by once you became a newborn citizen of Christ. You became a new man or a new person.
Yes, my Lord.
Okay. So that old man is like, I can't, man. I can't do this and I can't do that. I can't stand that. I can't take this and I can't take that. I can't all the day long, every year, every day long, and every year.
My Lord.
The devil is a lie. He don't want this to go out.
Amen. There is.
Amen.
The new man is an I can man.
That's right.
The mind that we get, that with the mindset we have, I can do all things.
Right.
It provides me the strength to do it with.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not leaning on my own understanding.
Yeah.
I'm leaning on him.
Yes, Lord.
I'm being power. I'm being strong in the might.
Yes.
But the power that has made me free. I'm strong in God.
Amen.
Not myself.
Yes.
That's the old man.
Yes.
Operating in self.
Yes, yes.
Cast him and pick up the new man. And operate in Christ.
That's right.
Who is all things to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you need, whatever your desire, whatever your hope is, you got to know that God has done it. So start acting like he's done it.
Amen.
Okay. Don't be walking around boo-hoo and long face and all day long, every day.
Okay. My Lord.
Be thankful. Walk around with a smile on your face. Look like you are God's children.
Amen.
Look like you have everything.
Yes.
That you need. You got everything that you need because you're still living.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to have everything you want.
That's right.
Because some of them things you want is of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen.
Not that they are devilish things, it's just that it's wrong for you. And if it's wrong for you, it's going to cause you to be slack in Christ. So God holds back some things from you because it will be detrimental to your spiritual life, which is the most important thing you got, is your spiritual life.
Amen.
Okay. So hold to those things that's of God. Cast those things that's not of God. Okay. You are to feed the flock of God.
Yes. Amen.
Which is amongst you. Okay. Who's the flock? Every one of God's children.
Right.
It's the flock. We are to feed them.
Amen.
With the word.
Okay.
Feed them with the word of God.
Amen.
And that word of God will take you through whatever else that comes into your day.
Yes.
Hello.
Take an oversight of the thing that's going on. Notice what's going on around you and in you in your life. Hey, take an oversight and see what is needed.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
See what kind of word I can give to lift them up. Be like Peter, silver and gold, I don't have to give.
Yeah.
We're not millionaires. Silver and gold, so we don't have to give. But we do have a word of God.
Amen.
We do have the word we can give to them.
Amen.
That will give you more happiness than your money.
Yes.
The word of God will give you more hope and more deliverance than your money.
Yes.
So know that. And everything will work out. All right.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Lord.
Don't be lords over God's children. Okay, you're not the hierarchy.
Well, it's so.
Everybody's the same in Christ.
Yes, amen.
Okay. So you ought to live like you are representing Christ.
Amen.
You will set the example.
Mm-hmm.
That others should follow him.
Glory be to God.
Not that you follow somebody up, but you following Christ.
Amen.
And so you true. Acting like Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting like you're his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, that's Jesus. That's the one that tells us, hey, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he coming with a shout.
Yes, sir.
With the voice of an archangel.
Archangel.
Mm-hmm. And with the trump of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the dead in Christ shall rise.
Glory be to God.
When he comes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, God.
Okay. Those that are in Christ, God's going to raise them up first.
Amen.
Okay. Then we are alive and remain shall be caught up together.
Mm-hmm.
With them in the clouds.
Yes.
To meet the Lord in heaven.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
So when the chief shepherd
thank you, God.
Have come.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You shall be crowned.
Yes.
Yes.
You're going to receive your crown.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yes,
it's a
sir.
Crown of glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one that don't fade it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nobody can take it from you.
That's true. Man.
You earn it.
Uh-huh.
You get to wear it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So, humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being Mr. Nacho and Mrs. Nacho.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Lord have mercy. Okay. Thank you, God.
Don't try to be winning every argument.
Uh-huh.
Shouldn't be arguing in the first place.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't argue the word either.
That's right.
You give them the word,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Yeah.
The word going to work its own way.
Amen. Amen.
Just, God told us to sow the seed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell you make the seed grow.
No, mm-hmm. right.
Because you can't make the seed grow.
Amen.
All you can do is put it seed in the ground.
Yes.
And pour some water on it.
Yeah.
All the growth got to come from God.
Amen.
So once you sow the seed,
uh-huh.
every time you get a chance, put some water on it.
Amen.
Put some more water on it. The water yeah. is the yeah. word of God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, keep on giving the word.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But don't argue about it.
That's right, my Lord.
Okay. Yeah. Don't feed that is holy into the dogs.
Uh-huh.
Because they're going to turn and bite you.
Lord have mercy. Thank you, God.
So have that oversight.
Yeah.
So everything will be all right.
Amen.
Okay. Feed the flock.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the flock.
Glory
feed the flock, my Lord.
Be willing to do it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Stop getting tired.
Yes.
Of doing good things.
Amen.
Yes,
words that be not weary and well doing.
Uh
Well, in due season.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In other words, in time. When the time is right.
Yes, right.
Okay. God's going to reward you.
Yes.
For everything that you've done. If you don't faint before you get it.
That's right. Thank you, God.
Okay. So hold on.
Yes, yes.
And make sure that God is.
Yes.
Do everything.
Amen.
God is your hope and your deliverer.
Yes, he is. Everything.
So be a witness of
Christ's
suffering.
Yes.
And also a partaker of the holy thing that shall be revealed in your time.
Glory be to God.
God is.
God is.
My everything.
Yes, he is.
God is our hope, our deliverance.
So
when somebody does anything that's not pleasing in your sight, the word of God said, cast it. Cast it where? Cast it to him. He should have had it in the first place.
Amen.
All right. So cast it to him.
Amen.
Guess what? He's already got it taken care of.
Amen.
He's already bought our burden.
Yes.
He's already carried our grief.
Oh, yeah.
He's already took our sorrow.
Yes,
he's already done it.
Yes.
All right. It's already done, so why are you trying to do it?
Well, let's go.
If God couldn't do it right, you don't stand a ghost of a chance.
Amen.
Okay. But it's already done.
Amen.
Okay. And know that it's already done.
Amen.
Be satisfied it's already done. Okay. If you probably getting a paycheck for working today, and the person gives you the paycheck at the end of the day, do you keep on worrying about I didn't get my money? No, you got it in your hand.
Yes.
God has given you the gift. He's giving you the gift to do the things that is right and do it with glory and honor and praise. Do it with joy.
Amen.
Sometimes it may be harmful or hurting to our physical body. But the spiritual man gets stronger every day. Okay. The old earthly body. Got to go. You got to go. We got to move out of here. Okay. It can't last but so long. But that spiritual man can last forever and ever. And he is going to last forever and ever. As long as you are with him. Okay. So, cast all your cares, not some of them.
All of them.
Okay. All of them. What are you going to do? You just going to wait.
Amen.
Stop. Get that fight out of your mind. Okay. You got to have your vengeance. You don't have any vengeance.
Amen.
It all belongs to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. So cast that idea out of your mind. I give it back. It's the last thing I do. It might be the last thing you do.
It might be, my Lord.
Okay. And then you're going to wind up in hell.
Amen.
For dying, trying to get your vengeance.
Yes.
Amen.
So cast that so the devil won't take your heavenly place from you.
Yes.
Cast it.
Cast it.
Okay. Every evil thought, cast it.
Cast it.
Okay. And think good about everybody. Think good about everything. For in doing so, you realize that God allowed it to happen.
Yes.
Because everything is in his will concerning us.
Amen.
Anything else that comes up, he's not going to have it.
Amen.
He's not going to allow you to do it or to go through it.
Amen.
But whatever is needful in your life.
Yes, glory be to God.
Whatever is needful.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever is needful in your life.
Glory be to God.
God's going to let it come.
Amen.
Okay, no matter how bad it might be or seem to be, you don't see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
We only see partly.
Yes.
The glass dimly. Mm-hmm. We only see part of it. We can't see the whole picture.
No.
Not until he comes back.
That's true.
And we get changed like he is.
Mm-hmm.
Then we shall see.
Uh-huh.
Okay. As he sees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'd be like Elisha and his sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
When the Syrian army was all around them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the mountains, and they don't want nobody but him and like Elisha.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man looked up and saw them and said, Elisha, oh, Father, what we're going to do? My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The enemy is around us.
Yes, he is.
And Elisha said, you don't see what I see.
Uh-huh.
I see a heavenly host.
Mm-hmm.
A camp all around us.
Yes.
If we wanted to put up beat us, be more than them that's against us.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So he prayed that the young man's eyes be open.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, that he could see as he was seeing.
Amen.
And when after he prayed,
uh-huh,
the young man looked up and saw the heavenly angels.
Mm-hmm.
And camped all around
him. Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got the angels encamped around you.
Amen. Amen.
So what God does for one, he does for all.
Yeah.
You got it there to guard you and to protect you and heal you from all that's wrong.
Yes. Yes.
Take all your evil and all your hurt and cast it.
Amen.
Where there, I can't throw very far. You don't know, it doesn't matter how far you throw it.
Amen.
So wherever it lands, God is there.
Amen.
If it don't do but drop it on your foot.
Uh-huh.
Out of the day on your foot.
Yeah.
You catch it.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So just let it go.
Let it go.
Don't entertain it. Okay. Don't give it no nurturing. Because when something comes to your mind or somebody brings you some bad news, or some news that is harmful to your personality,
mm-hmm,
harmful to you as a person, your reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cast it.
Cast it.
Cast it.
Don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cast it.
Cast it.
Because if you let it stay there 1 second,
mm-hmm,
it's going to start growing roots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay? You are watering it and not realizing you're putting water on it.
Amen.
And the more water you put on it, the bigger the plant going to grow.
Yes.
Okay? How do y'all put water? You can call up somebody else and tell them about it.
Uh-huh.
They're throwing water on that plant,
yes,
that causes it to grow.
Uh-huh.
That plant of evil in you,
yes,
getting bigger and bigger, it's in that roots.
Mm-hmm.
And the roots spreading out, the more roots to get, the harder do you get for you pull it up.
That's true.
Okay, so you got the weight of the tree,
mm-hmm,
pulling on,
yes,
plus the roots of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's anchored in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you stand a gay ghost of a chance,
mm-hmm,
of getting it up.
Right.
You just got to cast it to the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
You don't have to physically cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, what you're casting is casting it out of your mind.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. You taking it out of your mindset. Tell the devil, I refuse to entertain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And saying something that's glorifying God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lift God up and lift your spirit up. Entertain that. Every time he brings back to your mind through the day, I still am entertaining.
Yes, sir.
I've cast that care to the Lord. And the Lord has taken care of it.
Yes.
Cast all my burdens to him.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is going to turn out all right.
Amen.
Cast it all.
Cast it all.
There's nothing for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the battle is not yours to fight.
That's right.
It's the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He just need you to stand.
Yes.
Okay. And as we come to the close, you know that he tells us in Ephesians, the 6th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done all that you can do to stand?
Yes.
Stand.
Stand.
Okay. Now, he didn't say, You got grist for war.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you won't get grist to go fight in the battle.
Well,
you're getting grist so you can stand through the battle. Okay. He ain't moving the battle.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to stand through the battle.
Amen.
Stand in his word. Hold to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep your armor. That you got on, keep it on, and don't let it go. Don't take no aim at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on.
Mm-hmm.
God's unchanging hand.
Yes, amen.
And watch him do the work for you.
Yes.
He just needs somebody to stand.
Mm-hmm.
So he can work through them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So don't be fighting your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Cast it to the Lord.
Amen.
That's why he's God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
He's that God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Some way, God will work it out.
Yes, he will.
So just cast it.
Cast it.
And don't pick it back up.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Because you know how it is sometimes, you got it out of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody's come up and say, honey, you know what? And bring it back up, and then you start all over again. That process. Okay. But that's not what you do.
Mm-mm.
All right? You just say, well, I already give that to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already taking care of it.
That's mm-hmm. right.
All I got to do is stand. Remember I told you earlier, God has already got it done anyway.
Amen.
He's already done. He just wants you to stand through the process.
Mm-hmm.
The victory is already yours.
Man, hallelujah.
Even before it started on you, the victim was yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God already fixed it.
Yes, he has.
And he fixed it before you were born.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was fixed before the world was created.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He got it all fixed, and now everything's going to run its course.
Amen.
But we can shorten that course
mm-hmm.
or prolong it. Okay? And that's another story, but you can shorten it or prolong it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we close, it say here, Israel, leaving Egypt,
mm-hmm.
going to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know that trip was on the 11 days?
Mm-hmm.
Between them and Egypt and the promised land that they were mm-hmm. going to was 11 days journey.
Mm-hmm.
They could have made it to the promised land in 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They doubted God would do what was done as God let them go look at the land. see that it was an answer. So they were so able to see everything, what exactly what God said that it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back and lied about it.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed 40 days
mm-hmm.
looking at the land
mm-hmm.
and came back with an evil report. And so God said, for every day you stood
mm-hmm.
and brought back the evil report, I'm going to give you a year in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So they prolonged their agony
mm-hmm.
by that action and that deed.
Mm-hmm.
They could have been there in 11 days.
That's right.
But that 11-day trip turned out to be 40 years of agony in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can prolong yours too.
Mm-hmm.
I just had 11 hours of agony
mm-hmm.
to face, but what you've done turned into 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. So cast that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And stop prolonging your agony.
Mm-hmm.
God said cast it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't matter. Doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yes.
To the world.
Uh-huh.
You think about what it looks like to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he has the final say. God bless.
My Lord.
God bless. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank God for the word, my Lord.
Thank you for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you, and he knows what you're
going through.
Why don't you cast all your cares upon the Lord?
My Lord,
cast all your
cares
upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you,
and he knows what you're going through.
Why don't you cast all your cares
on the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's all we have to do. Like Pastor said, don't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't block it. Cast it.
Cast it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Good message, Pastor. Good message.
Amen.
Right on time.
Amen. Thank God for it. Thank
yes,
God
sir.
For the messenger.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God.
Praise the Lord.
It's better to cast it than to drop it.
Yes, it is. Anytime.
Or the casting, you're getting away from you, far away from you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you drop it, it's right there next door to you.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And you can easily pick it back up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
My Lord.
Okay. So cast.
Yes. It.
And it's out of sight.
That's
mm-hmm. right. Okay. Out of sight, out of mind.
What is
mm-hmm.
And you drop it right there, so right there beside you, you're gonna see it all the time.
Yes.
Okay. It's like something that hurtful that came from through somebody else to you.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped it, and every time you see them, it comes back in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you dropped it, you kept it next door to you.
Amen.
If you can't cast it, that person when you said it, you forget about this that thing that has gone on.
Amen.
Okay, you forget it. And you forgive it.
Amen.
Okay.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
If all you care.
What is that?
He
requests.
Hey, Pastor.
Any requests?
I have a prayer request.
Okay.
That keep everybody in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
All need prayer.
Yes, we do.
All the time.
Amen.
And not just the one on bed that need prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And the one just of sick or whatever else going on in your life need prayer. Everybody needs prayer.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. God will keep us.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind will stay on Him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Your mind is on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be defeated.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So you know the victory is all yours, and it's all going to turn out for my good.
Yes. Okay. Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the hour. Thank you for the service we just concluded.
Yes,
pray
sir.
Now be with us and guide us and protect us and shield us and keep us in your will.
Yes, yes.
Throughout this day. In the name of Jesus. Keep us in your hand.
Yes,
we shall be kept.
Have your way, God.
Shelter us from the storms of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.